Very happy to be joined right now by the Browns' third-round pick, who is on the line with us, John Hughes. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, John, let's start with this, because the team, as you know, the Browns had a strong defense last year, and particularly on the inside of Tava Rubin and Phil Taylor at the defensive tackle spot, played a whole lot of games and had a whole lot of playing time when they were in their games. And I think one of the things that this team absolutely needed was to try to get more people involved in that rotation and more depth. So I would assume that that's the first thing for you that has to be attractive, is the chance to help this team up front.
Yeah, I want to come in. I want to compete. You know, I'm a competitor, and just push the guys and make a great addition to the team.
And you know, looking at you, I mean, you're listed at like 6'2", but you're more than 300 pounds. Your game is about versatility, right? I mean, you can kind of work in multiple areas in that inside tackle position.
Yeah, last year, my senior year, I started to develop a better pass rush. I was always more of a run guy, but last year I had 5 sacks, and it really improved my game pass-wise.
What part of your game did get stepped up here? It sounds like a quickness thing, penetration. Describe what it is that led to your ability to get those sacks.
Honestly, it was effort. It was second effort. It's being relentless to the ball. It's something I practice a lot in practice, running on and off the field full speed. Every time I'm on the field, I'm running full speed, and that helped me out in the games for sure.
You're conscious of how big a draft I'm sure this is for a team. You know, you're Browns coming off a 4-12 record and need to improve and take a dramatic step. You're part of a draft that's going to contribute to that, they hope. So how big of a role do you feel you can have to help turn things around?
I definitely feel like I can have a big role, you know, helping the team out on the defense line, helping the defense out, definitely.
And how much do you know about Dick Geron and the system he's put in place here, especially with the way it works up front?
Not really too much. I know we're running 4-3, but I talked to him a little bit about playing. And but the visit, you know, it was more of like a relaxed time. We just kind of talked, got to know each other when I was there.
We're visiting with John Hughes, Browns' third-round pick, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, John, you know this division, this AFC North, is about tough, scrappy teams, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. It's got to be pretty exciting to think about being part of that, because each week you're going to face tough running games and quarterbacks like Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, you have to look at it as a real big challenge from a defensive standpoint.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a big challenge, but I can't wait to, you know, get at it.
And what else do you see yourself bringing to the table?
Just trying to help in any aspect I can on the team. If it's motivating guys, do whatever I can do to help the team out, basically.
What's this transition like for a guy who, again, played at the collegiate level and played well, and well enough to be drafted at the point that you've been drafted? What does it, you know, give me a sense of if you've wrapped your mind around what the transition is like now to think about going to this next level in the NFL.
You know, I'm just taking it all in right now. You know, this past weekend was the biggest week I've ever had in my entire life. You know, all the phone calls I got, text messages and everything. I'm just taking it one step at a time. You know, actually in the middle of moving myself from Cincinnati back to Columbus and back to Cleveland. So.
And how much of, you know, as far as like other influences on you, coach? I know coaching-wise you get that from your own coaching staff, but teammates or former teammates who've gone on to the NFL, who's given you the best NFL advice, and what kind of advice have you gotten?
My boy Ricardo Matthews, he plays for the Indianapolis Colts. I played with him about a couple of years ago. And he just gave me just some advice, you know, you need to know just about different aspects of the game you need to pay attention to and things you need to understand when you're in camp.
How much do you know about Tava Rubin and Phil Taylor?
I watched some guys play. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're both guys, especially, you know, you see a guy like Tava, and he's really been an anchor for this defense.
Uh-huh. I can't wait to start playing with the guys.
Is there anyone that you've patterned yourself after in the NFL?
Yeah, kind of. Growing up, I watched Will Smith. He played for Ohio State and played for the Saints. I kind of tried to model him a little bit, but you know, I'm a different kind of player than him. So.
Right, he'd be a different. I mean, he's a different physical prototype than you, but in terms of his talent and you talk about the effort. I mean, he's that kind of player.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's got to be very exciting. You're in town next week, right? And then you'll be mm-hmm. part of a rookie mini camp. And do you have any? Do you know any of the other guys of the other eight guys who've been drafted? Do you know anything about? I know you know about. I'm sure Trent Richardson, Brandon Whedon, but do you have any relationships with anybody? Just from your time of playing ball.
Well, the only guy personally is Billy Wynn. I actually met him at the combine this year. So.
Okay, from Boise State. He's a sixth-round defensive end. Okay, well, that's a good thing, and you can come in and maybe go through this on the buddy system.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, John, hey, thanks for your time, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, he's John Hughes, third-round pick for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.